Today is Wednesday, May 30th, 2018. I am Shonda Keys. I'm an educator, a wife, a mother, a Pinterest junkie, and a graduate student at Freed Hardeman University. Today we're going to talk about 21st century learning. So I'll start by giving you guys a little bit of background about my current school. I am the Director of Admissions at TSTEM Academy at East High School. This is TSTEM's first year, and this is also my first year at TSTEM Academy, and this is overall my 17th year with the district. So working for Shelby County Schools has been great. Since I graduated from college, this has been the only job that I've had, and despite the challenges that are often associated with large urban districts like Memphis, a lot of great things are happening in education. Recently, I was in Chicago and I got to witness some phenomenal things happening in public education in a large city like Chicago. So I was very intrigued and impressed and invigorated with the teaching and learning that's taking place right now. So for the past 4 years, I've been very fortunate to be a part of a STEM movement that is happening in the city of Memphis, and it's been great. The students love it, the parents love it, the teachers love it, and just overall for the city of Memphis, having more STEM professionals is a win-win situation. So currently I'm working at a Shelby County School, high school, and we are transitioning East High School into an all-optional/magnet STEM high school. And I really feel good about what we are doing at TSTEM Academy. Before I came to TSTEM, I was at Maxine Smith STEM Academy, which was an all-optional/magnet middle school. And it was just a great experience for me. Learning STEM and the principles of STEM have been really great for me, even though I have a background in English and language arts. So I was very proud after watching Kelly Walsh's video about emerging trends in instructional technology in Module 1. So TSTEM at East High School is a one-to-one school, which means that all of our students have devices. They all get a laptop that we issue to them, and we use Kahoot, we use Microsoft OneDrive and OneNote for taking notes, for submitting work, and for document storage. And in the math classes, we also use Khan Academy and iExcel. The one thing I love the most, I think, of all those things is the Microsoft OneDrive and OneNote. Our students really utilize it. Our teachers really, really, really utilize it. And I know when I was teaching in the classroom, there were a lot of times where a teacher would be absent in our building. The kids would be like, "Woohoo! It's free day." That is not the case at TSTEM. If a teacher is absent, the students already know that their work is going to be available for them in OneNote, and they better submit it before the ringing of the bell. So the substitute teacher is more of a facilitator, not really a teacher. And the kids have really become much, much more self-sufficient. So initially, when I heard the term 21st century learning, I always thought about STEM education. And I was really, really proud, patting myself on the back, girl, you are in it. You are really a part of 21st century learning, STEM. You are preparing these kids for what's coming. And then I had my bubble burst a little bit in Module 1 when I read the information in the Did You Know video. So one of the things that it said is that the 10 most in-demand jobs in 2013 did not even exist in 2004. And that was really an awakening for me. So as I'm thinking that we're teaching students to be geologists and biologists and city planners and civil engineers and mechanical engineers, we're preparing them for jobs that we don't even know what they're going to be in the future. So that led me to Grant Lichtman's TED Talk, and it really emphasized teaching students to ask the right questions as opposed to having students provide the right answers to questions that may soon be irrelevant or outdated. He also discussed the John Dewey approach, which is basically a hands-on approach that the students do. You teach students to do things. And I thought that was really, really profound. When I first started in STEM education, my principal gave us this article, and the article said, it was about Harvard graduates, that a lot of companies, a lot of Fortune 500 companies talked about, you have these students from these Ivy League schools and they are uber intelligent. They can tell you things. They test well. They know a lot of stuff, but they can't do nothing. So you think about all of those things. We teach students to learn and memorize and regurgitate information, but what can they actually do? So one thing that we do at TSTEM is we teach our students to question everything. And I often see this meme online with George Carlin, the comedian, and he talks about no matter what your parents say, no matter what anybody says, question everything. And that's what we really teach our kids. Like, we want to teach our students to question everything that they see, they learn, they do. Go back and look at it, because learning is cyclical. It just keeps going in a circle. So even in language arts, you write a paper. That's a rough draft. You revise it, and then you go back and correct it, and then you present it as a second draft. Well, STEM education, learning by doing, is the same kind of concept. And I'm really excited about this because I have really learned to apply STEM technology to things that are not necessarily STEM when they come to mind. So as I transition to becoming a school administrator, I really want to have the knowledge and background to be an instructional leader. This really, really excites me. I want to be able to teach teachers how to invigorate and excite and produce innovation in the students. So being in the STEM program has definitely changed the way that my little English teacher brain works. And it's changed the way that I think about everything. And Lickman in his TED Talk talks about that too. So he points out that there is no need for us, you know, to turn off our English teacher brain or our math teacher brain or our Spanish teacher brain. Instead, we should merge those approaches. We should no longer teach in silos. Instead, we are striving for innovation in a time of rapid change. And I think that's really important. So I'll close with this. Lickman talked about three 21st century skills that we should be striving for. And these are the skills. Number one, we should be teaching into the unknown, which means that we don't know what's coming. So we need to teach our students to think outside the box. Like, this is the way to approach this, but this can also be transferred to another approach or another idea. And that kind of moves into the second skill, which is creating self-evolving students. Teach our students to be independent thinkers, to understand that if you fall down, it's okay. You get right back up. Just engineering is just that nobody creates anything the first time. You have to figure it out, work it out, and then come back to the presentation board or the Shark Tank floor. But students must be self-evolving. And lastly, as schools, we must become self-evolving organizations. No longer can we teach just in a box. We have to be evolving. So as the times change, we must change also. So I thought those were really great principles that teach us about 21st century learning. That's all I got, y'all. I'm glad y'all listened, and I hope you'll come back next time. I hear Module 2 has a Pinterest board, so I'll see y'all later. Bye.